The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
Very cold in this prison.
Yeah, cold out.
Well, it's cold out, but I feel like it's cold in this prison.
Do you wear that thing or not?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's very warm and it is comfy. I never wore a jumpsuit until I got here. It's a very comfy thing. It's easy to take on and off.
All right, first, so what do you think about talking about the weather and your jumpsuits and stuff when you're in prison for murder?
I mean, it.
Normal?
To me, it sounds like, hey, you know.
I'm innocent?
Why are they bothering me with my bludgeoning and dismembering? Like, I'm cold. You know, like, why should I have to deal with this? What did I do? I didn't chop someone's head off. Oh, hold on.
And now, during that conversation, I've paused it here, but they cut to a picture, and I'm trying to figure out how tall Robert Durst is. It's him in prison with two of his buddies. I don't know how these three people met.
They're his bitches.
Yeah.
I think they're probably his muscle, right? His protection?
Probably.
Look how little he looks.
Yeah.
He looks like he's about 4 feet tall.
Well, he can pass for a deaf-mute woman. You know, like, he's not...
He's versatile. Diabolical.
Yeah, he doesn't look like...
Who would we cast as his muscle? Who you got there?
I'm going to say the Dudley boys. From,
that's funny.
From World WWF.
Scott, who you got?
That's a good call. I didn't think about that.
Get Suge Knight.
That's good, Suge Knight.
It could be like,
he's in there anyway.
Community service.
Right. Also, he's starting to look like, Robert Durst is starting to look like, what's his name, Alan Arkin? Alan, the guy from Little Miss Sunshine?
That's another good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the guy from Star Trek, the ball guy? Professor X?
Worf.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
What's his name?
Record show number one. Patrick Stewart.
That's the guy.
He could do it too. Just basically any bald white man who's like over 60 years old. He's basically the human Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Right. I was thinking, I was very C. Montgomery Burns of him.
Smithers.
You worked in the Durst family business.
Sort of, yes.
What were your positions there?
My titles?
Yes.
I had various important sounding titles, but I didn't really go there very much.
I said that on my last job interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
didn't
work well.
Didn't go over well. I kind of like him.
I love him. I mean, and he probably murdered more than three people in his life. Yeah. But he's a Durst.
He's a little wormy.
Yeah, he is a bit wormy for his own good.
I bet he has very clammy hands.
Yeah. Just nervous all the time.
Just like, I don't know. He's just like, I don't know. I like him. Let's go.
He screwed you out of everything, your birthright, the entire Durst organization, and you forgot?
Right, he took over the family business, no doubt about it.
Okay, he took it from you.
So she's trying to get him riled up, because he doesn't seem that interested in it.
No, he's more interested about the comfort of his jumpsuits. He's like, I can't believe I never wore these before. It took me going to prison and, you know, fighting off Hell's
Murdering
Angels.
Murdering people.
Yeah.
What's the thread count on these?
To realize how much he liked jumpsuits. I knew I liked jumpsuits as soon as I realized I was fat. Like, when I was like 15 or 16, I was just kind of too fat for my own good. I'm like, these jumpsuits are amazing. I'll have to leave my house. Thanks, Bob. Again, he's doing wonders.
You have a very special connection with him.
I do. Spiritual.
This conversation, though, like, she is basically saying, if you choose this lawyer, I'm not going to get your inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying it over and over again, and this dude just, it's like going in one ear and out the other.
The first time I listened to that, it seemed like she was after the money.
Yeah.
But isn't it possible that she actually loves him? And if you were in that situation, you would want to make sure you were compensated.
So if
you... Or to get him out also. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
what else would she say,
And also
though?
What we didn't touch on, which the show did, was that his first wife disappeared mysteriously, like in 83 or something. This is his maybe second or third wife.
I think 1980, I think she disappeared, yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of a red flag with dating this guy?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, so maybe she's like, look, you don't kill me and I'll fight for your money.
I'll give you all the jumpsuits in the world.
Yeah, like you'll be swimming in jumpsuits.
So let me ask you this question though. If there was a woman, a very wealthy woman, that
I'm in.
Had a previous ex-husband, you're already in.
Yeah.
Wealthy woman.
You had me at dismemberment, right? But would you, you know, if you knew this guy.
You had me at wealthy. If this woman you didn't had, have to say woman.
Yeah. A dog who was very well compensated by his dog,
Air Bud.
By its owner.
So I'm you sorry, were saying, continue. Sorry, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, would that be enough for you, the thought of perhaps inheriting this guy's fortune?
Yes, what's the problem?
Yeah, what, if she killed some couple people and maybe I would be killed one day? Yeah. I think I could fight her off. I mean, does she have a gun? Or is she going to beat me with, like, you know, a rolling
pin?
She has a
saw.
Do they even make rolling pins anymore? How many murders have happened? I bet the murders...
Bludgeoned to death?
The bludgeoning by rolling pins, like fell way down in like 1967.
I think most people would get bludgeoned with the rolling pin when they were trying to steal the hot pie from the windowsill.
Hobos.
And then the woman would come out with the rolling pin.
Yeah.
I bet there's more deaths per year by rolling pin than there are deaths by shark.
Does she have a gun? Does rich, crazy, old killer woman, who I love now, does she have a gun?
But she doesn't need to have a gun because she apparently allegedly killed two other dudes before you.
You know what? I haven't thought about poison until now. Poison is yeah, like she can
the
kill.
Band?
Yes.
I'm always thinking about
it. I miss them, actually.
Hit it! I just want to meet this old lady you're telling me about.
Yeah. Where does she live?
I'm picturing Angela Lansbury with a dark side.
With a thing for poisons. I don't know. You know, like, if I'm... Okay.
Brett Michaels.
Do you know why Douglas Durst hired a bodyguard?
Because he's a pussy.
There you go.
Awesome.
He didn't even have to think about that.
Me. Yeah, right?
Poor Robert Durst.
Well, he does carry around two loaded guns in his trunk and likes to cut people's arms and legs and heads off. Yeah. So
he's got a thing.
But besides that, just stop being such a pussy about it.
I mean, you take my money, you push me out of the business.
You look like John Lovitz.
Right? Like, I should want to kill you. Like, don't hold that against me.
If John Lovitz was your brother, would you kill him?
Depends.
I'm trying not to think about it, and I'm trying not to plan what kind of look I should have on my face.
I mean, am I
supposed to be smiling, or am I supposed to be grim?
Like, should I be doing Blue Steel or Magnum?
I like that they gave him those government-issued glasses, those frames there that, like, every serial killer has.
The Oklahoma bombing special. Like, Timothy McVeigh collection.
And I wanted to hire Dick DeGaren to represent me, and she wanted me to hire Mike Ramsey.
Durst couldn't decide between Ramsey and me, so he hired both of us.
What a diabolical... maniac. He wasn't sure fighting over the two best lawyers in Texas, so he just gets both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pays them each $600,000 for the trial, and he throws in $300,000 on top. For both of them, $900,000 each, $1.8 million.
Nobody has ever found the body. He was never charged with the murder. He's still alive.
I can't stop talking like this.
She's good.
Does she always talk like that?
She's a national treasure. Yeah. You know what? She even did it. I've seen like old clips of her because that's what I do on YouTube. Like, who needs, you know, robbery store, you know, or
that's
liquor
porn.
Store robberies gone wrong when you can watch old Barbara Walters clips.
That's his
do you
porn.
Watch that on YouTube also? Liquor store robberies
oh
gone wrong?
Oh my God. Of
really?
Course, yeah.
I feel sorry for your mother. She's a national treasure.
A call comes through. And I pick it up, and a sort of smaller voice on the line says, hello, is this Eamon Bowles? I said, yes. He goes, oh, this is Bob Durst. My blood froze. I went like, hello, excuse me, who is this?
You know who it is, I'll fucking kill you.
And we need to cast him in our film.
I think I had Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, that's I see it.
That's great.
Hmm.
Kevin likes it, but he's gonna pitch a worse idea.
Let's see. I'm going to say...
Kevin Klein?
I was thinking Kevin Klein or the guy from...
Weezer?
Yes, Rivers Cuomo. I'm going to say Rivers Cuomo.
I'll take him.
Let's give all these... Let's give Nick Saban and like their breaks.
That's a little more sorry, Nick Saban.
Hold on.
That was real.
You can cut that out.
And spectacular.
Oh, I can? I'll probably keep it in.
It'll just, thanks. That's the only audio file that works. Which is on loop.
Oh,
it's QT, though.
Smell it already.
Or Harvey, how about Harvey Keitel?
This podcast brought you in Smell-O-Vision.
I'm going to say
it
Harvey.
It stinks.
Harvey
the
Keitel.
In the Lovitz voice. It stinks.
Keitel.
It stinks.
It's Scott's Levitt. Lovitz.
I can see Harvey
Keitel. What about a young Scorsese?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the eyebrows for it.
How dare you.
Leave us alone.
All right. Next up. Only 4 more hours, guys.
Yeah. This is part 4
of
episode 1.
Part of me is wishing that Robert Durst would just run in here and murder me right now. Get me out of here.
But he'd do it really like calmly and like be like, sorry, guys.
He's a national treasure.
I agree.
If he were to run in here right now and kill you, what do you
like jump on your back like a monkey and you'd be
what do you
your eyes. Yeah.
What do you think he would look like?
Like Killer Krusty from The Simpsons.
I don't know. He'd only be about like 3 feet tall. He'd probably run up on the ceiling, you know, and he'd be like upside down.
I think long nails.
Like, he's like Gollum, kind of. He's got a little Gollum in him. So now our next person, our last person I think we have to cast, is the director of this film. You know his name?
Andrew Jardecki, I believe it is.
Okay, I'm
he directed
sure
the movie that was loosely based on the disappearance of his wife, and Robert Durst saw it, loved it, and was like, I want you to interview me. Mm. That is Chris Angel with a mustache, with a goatee, with a fake goatee.
I like that. That's good.
Is this guy the director or distributor?
Yeah. And he's
director.
He's also the director of Jinx. Like him and his
the
writing
Jinx,
partner.
He's making this, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who's making it. So
you got a
like,
lookalike for this guy?
I kind of had Sacha Baron Cohen. I know we mentioned him to do the landlord earlier, but I could see that kind of fake.
Well, we'll just do his voice for the landlord.
Yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Kevin's running the budget over here, so he knows. If we can get Sacha Baron Cohen to do 2 parts for $1.5 to pay.
And I'm talking like a cheesy, like fake goatee. Like not even trying to make it look real. Like seriously from like Halloween Town. That kind of goatee with like the spirit gum. Because that doesn't look like a
that.
Real goatee. I mean, he's definitely using some touch of gray or whatever that dye is.
He looks like he could be Robert Durst, too. Wouldn't it be great if at the end we found out all these people were Robert Durst the whole time and he just made this movie himself?
Yeah. Oh,
is that
God.
Diabolical? Anyway.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening to us. I'm Jim Cunningham.
I'm Kevin Crowley.
And I'm Scott Crawley, the disembodied voice of Scott Crawley.
We will see you next time on the Jinx podcast. Later.
Diabolical.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.